We're on Daf Yotesamet Aleph. Let us just go over quickly the memra of Rav Pope, because it's the middle of a sugya. Omar Rav Pope, Shteilishkes Hayulei LeKayin Godol. The Kayin Godol possessed two offices. Achas Lishkes Pahedron, Ba'achas Lishkes Beis Aftinas. Lishkes Pahedron was for sleeping purposes, Lishkes Beis Aftinas was for learning purposes, to learn Chafinim. Achas Betzofen va Achas Bedoron. One of the Lishkas was Betzofen and one was Bedoron. This Nan, how do we know that one was Betzofen and one was Bedoron? This Nan we learned in one Mishnah Midas, Vav Lishkas Hayu Bazor, Gimel Betzofen ve Gimel Bedorim, She Bedorim, and Dorim, there were Lishkas HaMelach, here we're going from Mizrach to Meirev. Lishkas HaMelach, Lishkas HaPar, ve Lishkas HaMedichim, Lishkas HaMelach, Shesham Hayu Noisni Melach, Lekob. Lishkas HaParve, Shesham Hayu Moilchim Oireis Kotchim. Bal Gaga Hoysa, Beis Tvila Lekoyin Godo Biyama Kippurim. Lishkas HaMedichim, Shesham Hayu Medichin Kirve Kotchim. Umisham Mesibe, and in the Lishkas HaMedichim, there was a Mesibe, there were winding steps, Oilo Lagag Beis HaParve, that you went into the Lishkas Madichim and from there you got up to the Beis HaParve. Gimel Shebetzofein, Lishkas Ha'itz, Lishkas Ha'goilo, Lishkas Ha'gozis, Lishkas Ha'itz, Amar Belezer Ben Yaakov, Shechachti Ma'isa Mishameshes. Abisho Lo'im Lishkas Kain Godol Ha'isa. Achayre Ishtayem, so Abisho says this Lishkas Ha'itz was the Lishka of the Kain Godol. This was behind the two other Lishkas, Lishkas Ha'gozis, and Lishkes Hagoylo. The Gag Shloshton Shove was one Gag for all three. Lishkes Hagoylo Shem Hoya Boyer Hagoylo Vagalgol Nosun Olov Misham Aspikimayim Lachol Hazorom. This was the Boyer that the Bnei Hagoylo Wakoyre and all the and the Hitzdachasin of Mayim came out from this Boyer. Lishkas Hagozi, Sham Hoyu, Sanhedrin, Shal Yisrael, Yeshebes. Lishkas Hagozi, that the Sanhedrin was, the Sanhedrin Hagodl, Vidono Esa Kehanim. Umisha Nimsa Boy Psu, Yeloi Vishchayrim, Isatav Shchayrim. Vyotza Vaholachloi. Vishla Nimsa Boy Psu, La Yeloi Vish Labonim, Isatav Labonim. Vinichnes, Mishamish, Imochiva Kehanim. So, Kaponim, this whole Mishnah was brought down for the sole purpose to tell us that we know that there was one Lishke Betzofein that was Lishke Sa'itz, which was Lishkas Koyin Godol. Achas Bedorim. Now, the Rav Pope said one was Bedorim. How do we know that there was a Lishke Bedorim? This Nan, we learned another Mishnah Midas, Shive Sha'orim Hoyu Bazorim. There were seven Sha'orim in the Azor, in Ezras Yisrael. Gimel Batzofen, there were three Tzofen, the Gimel Badorim, the Echad Bemizrach, and there was one Bemizrach. Shebedorim, the Sha'orim, these were on the Chaymes Azor, they were entrances. Shar Adloke, now here we are going Mimayrov Lemizrach. Shar Adloke, Sheini loy shar ha-kolben or shar ha-bchayres. Shlishi loy shar ha-mayim. Now, the third shar, shar ha-mayim, was facing the Mizbeach. This was the shar that opened up facing the Mizbeach. And the shar ha-mayim used to bring in the mayim for the Nisach ha-mayim from this shar. So that's three sha'orim b'mizrach. There was a shar in Mizrach, shar nikner, ushtei lishkeis hoyu sham. Now by the shar nikner, that was the knisa to Ezras Yisrael. And there were two lishkeis on both sides of the shar. Achas biminoi, one on the right side of the shar, v'achas bismoyloi. Achas lishkas pinchas hamalabesh. This is this lishke, the kahanim received the big dekunim, returned the big dekunim. Achas lishkas oisei chavitim. Shebet sofen. Bitzafin, they were really in Dorim, there were more than three Sha'orim, but he's just speaking about the three Sha'orim which were more towards Mizrach. That means the Shah HaMayim was right after the Lishkas HaMadichim, then there was the Shah HaMayim. And then we had the other two. In Tzofen, there was only three Sha'orim. Shebetzofen, Shah Nitzutz, there was the Shah Nitzutz, Uchemin Achsadra Hoyo. And this Shah Nitzutz was like an Achsadra. Valiya Bnuya Loy Algabo, and there was an Aliyah built over the Achsadra. Now, there's a Machloikis in Mishnayis, the Baltanure, and the Teferis Yisrael, how this Achsadra was built. The Baltanure explains there was a shah, the shah, there was an entrance in the wall. There was the Chaymes HaZorah, there was a shah. This was the furthermost Mairev shah on the Chaymes HaBetzofen. So the Baltanure says, Shnei Kaisolim, there were two walls that jutted out on the two sides of the shah. They jutted out Michutz L'Chaymes HaZorah L'Tzad HaRabayis. That means that there was two walls jutting out from the Chaymes HaZorah towards the HaRabayis. Va'aliyah b'nuya al oison beis kesolim, and then there was a dira built over these beis kesolim. That is how the Baltanura says pshat. The Feres Yisrael says da kesolim hoyu litzad ponim ba'azore. The kesolim jutted into the azore, not outside of the Azorah. It seems the Svavd about the Nura was because we see that there were Shaimrim in Daliyah, so it's better to have Shaimrim on the outside than the inside to control who's coming in. But upon him, the Tiveres Yisrael says the Kesolim were going, jutted into the Azorah. Okay, so now, that will understand Al Kaponim, the beginning of this Mishnah. Shebet, Shar Nitzitz, the Shah Nitzitz, this was the furthermost Mairev Shah on the Tzatzofen. Uchemin Achsadra Hoyo, there was an Achsadre attached to the Shah. Va'aliya Bnuya Loy Algabo, and on top of the Achsadre, so the Achsadre was, he had two walls and a roof over it, so that was an Achsadre. But there was an aliyah, there was a second floor built over it. Bisham kahanim shaimrim milamaila, there were kahanim that were shaimrim milamaila, uleviyim milamata. And there were leviyim that were in the achsadra alone, also shaimrim. So the shamrim, kahanim, and leviyim. Let's see, weiter the Bach. Upesach hoyoloi lechel. There was a Pesach to the chel. So the Baltanura learns pshat that this is going on the aliyah. The aliyah that was built on the outside. And the aliyah had a Pesach that went down to the chel. That means that there was a Pesach and there were steps going down from the aliyah. It's going outside, there were steps going down from the aliyah to the chel, which was the area between the seireg and the chaymes hazorah. And, now I think that the Tiferes Yisrael learns that the Pesach was from the aliyah to the chel. That means that there were steps going from the aliyah, that the aliyah was not pasuach to the azore. That means you couldn't get into the aliyah from the azore. you had to get into the aliyah from the chayil. That means there were steps, there was a door in the aliyah, and there were steps going down into the chayil. And the Baal Tanuga learns pshat, in one of the two ksolim, there was a pesach that opened up into the chayil. That means there was a side entrance in these two ksolim that opened up into the chayil. That is the one shah, that shah hanitzutz. Shein Eloi, now going from Meirev to Mizrach, shah hakob. Shlishi Eloi, shah beis hamoiket. Finished. Visanya, we learned in the Baraisa, chomesh tvilois, vasore kiddushin toivul koyin godu. The Kohen Gadol toiveled himself 5 times Bakaydish, and it was Makadish his hands 10 times. Toivel Kohen Gadol Makadish by Bayoin, Bakulam Bakaydish, Al Gag Beis HaParve. The 5 tefillahs were Bakaydish, Al Gag Beis HaParve. Chutz Mizu, now this Bereis is speaking about the first tefillah that the Kohen Gadol had made, Shehoisa Bechoil, Al Gabi Shah Hamayim. Ubitzad Lishkosoi Hoiso. And this was Bitzad Lishkosoi. So now we know we were speaking about Achas Bedorim. We were speaking about that there was a Lishke Bedorim. Now the Lishke Bedorim was next to the Shar Hamayim. There was a Lishke Bedorim. There was a Lishke Betzofen that was called the Lishke Sa'etz. So now we see from two Mishnayis that the Kohen Gadol had two Lishkes. He had one Lishke Betzofen, that was near the Lishke Sagozis and the Lishke Sagoyla. There was one Lishke Bedorim near the Shah Hamayim. That means he had a Lishke near the Mikveh. The Shah Hamayim was the Mikveh Bechoyl. So that's what we know. That's what Rapopet said. Stay Lishke Sagoyla Le Kohen Gadol. Achas lishkas parad, achas lishkas beis avtines, achas betzofen v'achas bedorim. Now we just proved that he had these two lishkas. But now the Gemara, that Rapopa continues, b'v'lo yodana, I don't know, I lishkas parhedren betzofen, v'lishkas beis avtines bedorim, I lishkas beis avtines betzofen, v'lishkas parhedren bedorim. So I don't know which was where. There was one Lishke that he slept in. There was one Lishke that he learned Chafine, Hilchas Chafine. One was Betzofen and one was Bedorim. Rapopi said, I don't know which was Betzofen and which was Bedorim. Or Mistavre, so the Gemara says, the Lishkas Parhedrin Bedorim Havoi. The Lishkas Parhedrin, that was the Lishke where he slept in, that was Bedorim, near the Mikveh. The Mikveh was Bedorim. So Mistame, he slept in the Lishke that was near the Mikveh. My time, so the Gemara says, why do you say this? So the Gemara says, let us speak about the Seder Hayoim of the Kohen Gadol. The 7 days of Prisha. Magdim, he woke up in the morning, Koi, he stood up. Umesech Esraglov, and he was Oyset Tzrochov, Gdolim, Vitovil. And he tabled himself. Va'ozil litzofen. Then he went to Tzofen. That means if his Lishka was Bedorim, he slept, he woke up, then he had to go to Tzofen for the Seder. He had a Seder to learn Hilchas Chafine. That was his base medrash. And so, Va'ozil litzofen. The Goma Chafine. He learned Hilchas Chafine. After the Seder, va'ozil lebeis hamikdosh, va'ovid avoyde kulayayme. He did avoyde the whole day. That's what he had before, the different avoidas, which the Kohen Gadol did all these 7 days. So he was doing the avoida. Lebahadi panye, towards evening, mado alei, there were maz on him, there were maz from the Eifa Por Aduma, there were maz all 7 days, there were maz on him. And then he went back to Dorim, Vitovel, and he tabled himself. We'll see in Rashi, he tabled himself because this time the holds like Rabbi Kiva that a Hazor Shalayla Tzeirich is Metame. So Memela, really, these Hazors were Shalayla Tzeirich. It was a far-fetched Shash. Maybe he became Tommy, but they gave him Hazors Koshive, to Mimikayim Hazor Bismane Mitzvah. But Al Kaponim, there was Zicha Mokim, to assume that he was Toyer, so Mamela he became Tomei through the Hazor, so he had a table himself. Benayich, so now that means the last Pu'ula he had to do before he finished his exhausting day was he had a table himself after the Hazor. And Benayich, and then he had his Lishka next to him, which was able to rest. So Memela, so this is not bad. If we will assume that the Lishka's Parhedrin was Bedorim. The Amrit Lishka's Parhedrin Betzofen, if you'll say the Lishka's Parhedrin was Betzofen, so let us see what difficulties he's encountering. So let's start. He's Betzofen now. And the Lishkas of Beis Avtinus was Bedor. Magdim, he wakes up. Koi, he stands up. Umeisa Chaglov, Ba'ozo Lador. Now he has to go to the mikvah, so he goes to Dorim. V'tovel, V'goma Chafine, Ba'ozi LeBeis HaMikdash, V'ovid Avoyde Kula Yoyme, Lahade Panye, Madolei, V'hoda Ozo Lidorim V'tovel. So this is mamish the same thing. Uboi mahada umeza letzofen umeiner. But now, since the Lishke, if we assume the Lishke's Parhedron is betzofen, so after the Tvila, he can't go right away into his Lishke to be nayich. He has to go now to tzofen to go to rest. So we're making, he says, by making the Lishke's Parhedron the opposite druach of the mikveh we know is bedorim. But if you're going to make the Lishkas Parhedrin Bitzofen, so come out, you're being Matriach, the Kohen Gadol, after the Tvila, he has to go now to Tzofen in order to rest. Umi Torach Matrachinen Lei Kulihai. You Matriach, the Kohen Gadol, so much. So Tuvi Hammer wanted to be a little mamtik, the Gemara's Kasha, Mistamim, we don't have the musig how Gedolei Yisrael use their time and use their koiches. Let us just tell over a maise, which is told there was a between the Rebbe Rav Zisha and his brother the Haflor. They used to be up at night. They used to learn the whole night. And so once they were learning together, and they had to look up a sefer. So one went to look for a sefer. So while he was looking for the sefer, the other one went and slept a pillow and put his head. He was mamish exhausted, and he slept a pillow and then he rested his head on the pillow. The other one came back. He sees he's sleeping already. So he started waking him up. He said, "I'm so tired." So he said, listen, if you had enough kayach to schlep a pillow, you have enough kayach to learn. When your head will fall on the table, that's a simon that, you don't have enough kayach anymore. The Ramban says in Parshas Vayero, the Ramban asks Akasha, why didn't Avraham Avinu tell Sarah the Bsura that she's going to have a child? The Malachim came, and she heard from the Malachim what it's like. Why didn't Avram tell? Avram had a Nebuah. So the Ramban said, Avram Avinu had an exhausting day. He was Mal himself, and all the Bnei Bayis. He didn't have Koyach. This is the Ramban. He didn't have Koyach to tell her. He didn't have Koyach, but Alf Alpi came, we see he was doing it, he was Shem Shlishi Lemilosa, he was Oichim, and he ran. So Weiss, they say, he did have Koyach. But so Weiss, the Koyach that he had he geared that for achnas seichem, but achnas seichem, and to tell Sarah so much kech he didn't have. So memela, so for Sarah he has time yet. But kaponim, they used their the Gdolei Yisrael used their keches completely. So by the end of the day, after the tefillah, was a very exhausting day. So be very good after the tefillah benayich. It's also chabisal apruim. And now, so if you say that the lishkas palhedrin was betzofen, so now afterward, after mikra, it's enough enough gain to tzofen, it's not mistaven. So the gemara, so mamela, so tzaraya, that the lishkas palhedrin mistaven was bedorim next to the mikveh. Frag the gemara,
why shouldn't we be matriachim fakert? It's a hidda to be matriachim.
The eat tzedoiki who lifresh fakert. There were tzedoikim who wanted to be a kohen gadol. So lemaise, if everything will just be pomp and covered, is memela will have many candidates. Like this, if it's a muchenish, so fakert, so the tzedoikim will be mevata. So it's very good to be matriachim. Inami shaloi tzuach daitil. The Kohen Gadol needed something, he shouldn't hold himself big. So, Mamela, enough of my bissel mutchen. If not, unless you're better cash, and if you're so much chas on the tich of the Kohen Gadol, so let's make them both bedorim or both betzofim. Why did we give him? That you understood. When he went to the Seder, he had to go to the opposite ruach. Inami tiske le bechodo. Let's make one lishkin. There'll be a bedi and a stender there. He'll be able to sit and learn. Why does he need two lishkis? One for learning the hilchus chafin and one for resting. So al kolchoch, it's no raya. Bechlal could be the tirche was intended. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Shar hadlokim, Shar hakolbim, lo yadati lo manikro shmom kach. Shar hamayim, shaboy machnisen, tzloichi shal mayim, shal nisach bacha, kach meforish peshkolim. Vasori kidushim yodov veraglov minakir. Vay bayayim v'yemakipum l'kama yavlo mikroi v'kulon v'kaydish k'na meforish, that this was v'kaydish. The mikro was al gag beis haparve shoyse benuye besoich azore mekodesh. This was in get kidushis azore. Chutz mizu tfilo rishoyne shayne bo b'shvo yemakipurim shav kol yemoy sashonu shaninu b'per gimbo. In Adam Nichnas Lazore, a fila toher, Ache Yitbel. So he needed Tvile in order to enter the Azore, the Kohen Gadol. But Tvile Sabois Machem Kippurim Binim Mokim Kodesh. The Chesibu Verochats as Pesori Bamaim Bemokim Kodesh. Ubetzad Lishko Sehoiso Alme Lishke Yeshloi Bedorim. Umistavre Lishka's persona, the Gemara didn't know which Lishka was Betzofen, which Lishka was Bedorim. Mishktavre Lishka's parhedrin. Shuhu Yoshin Shom Bedorim Havye. Eitzel Beis Atvila Schoel. That was near the Beis Atvila. My time. So now the Gemara goes to it through his Seder Hayom. Magdim Koi. Kshumashkim Laboike Kol Shive Oimed Mimitose. Umeisach raglo v'toivul hosom al gabi shar hamayim. Shi al gabo bo'oivei hachoyme mesukin beis tvilas choyl. Umayim, adi v'mikvede mayim, moshuch shom ba'amo me'ein itam, kidlokamon. Arashi says, v'chol ameisach raglo v'ton tvilo likonis bazore. So now as she says, he needed tvila likonis bazor. So the Rishash is ma'ira, before Rashi said that you can't enter the Azore without tvila. And now Rashi says that you need tvila before you enter the Azore, als Mesa Chaglov. So why do we have to come into Mesa Chaglov?
he needs tefila poshet als likonis bazor on meisach raglov. So the Rishash explains as follows. The Rishash is very nice. That's true, that a person has to tevil himself before he enters the azor. But Rashi had a kasha. The Kohen Gadol had to be meisach raglov. It was meisach raglov. And so he says it was meisach raglov, and then he tevilled himself. So why do you have to say such a seder? Let him go first to the mikveh, and then it will be meisach raglov. Why does it have to say the seder first meisach raglov? So Rashi says, because if he'll tevil himself first, and then it'll be meisach raglov, he has to tevil himself again. Because kol meisach raglov is a nitvil again. So memela, so that's why the Gemara says how the seder had to be. Why should he tevil himself two times? So fakel, so the seder was first meisach raglov, and then tevil himself. Then va'ozel litzofin lilishkosei hashniya lilmeit chafine va'osil abeis hamigdish va'ovid avayde kule yoyme kedesnan koshivis yomim huzerik asadam lebahadei panye towards evening madolei kedemrinim reish pilken emeir hazor va'ozel lidorim v'tovel al shah hamayim kerabiki v'do'om ator shenofel al hazor timosei, so he has to table himself. V'nayich oylech b'shoyche v'lishkes parhedren asher eitzol beis atvila. So that's the most convenient way you could make it. The amret lishkes parhedren shu yoshin bo ave b'tzofen urechoyke mi beis atvila. Yitrach doi kol ha'omol hazeh. So now you mamish matriach the kohen gadol. Why? So the more goes now, what would the seder be? Magdim koi meisach raglo. Kiderech kol hamashkimim. Now this is also an interesting Rashi. What is Rashi saying over here? All of a sudden Rashi says, Magdim koi umeisech aglov, kiderech kol hamashkimim. So that's my pshat in Rashi is like this. Before, when we understood that the Lishkas Parhedrin was bedorim. So it says he wakes up, he goes to the mikveh, but he says he's meisach raglov, then he goes to the mikveh. So there, the Gemara is telling us a halacha. That means he has to do two pu'ulas, he has to be meisach raglov, he has to go to the mikveh. So is there a seder? He says, but Dafkin is a seder. He can't first go to the mikveh and then meisach raglov, then he has to go again. So mamelis, so it says meisach raglov and table. So there it says a seder. Now we are assuming that the mikveh is bedorim and he's betzofen. So why did the Gemara say that the meisach raglov is betzofen when he's betzofen? To tell us when it is, he could go to dorim. That means, why did, when he was still betzofen, when he woke up in the morning, he says a meisach raglov. He can go to tzofen and there be meisach raglov. Why does he have to do it bedorim? Here there's no halach involved. Because he's meisach raglov before he's tevil himself. So why does it say he wakes up with meisach raglov? So Rashi says that he is not telling us a halacha. He's telling kederach kol hamashkimim. He's telling it normally. He's not telling us a halacha. He's telling us the derech olam. Vazel ledorim l'shar hamay v'toval v'gom achafine hosam beveis avtinas hashasham vazel beis hamigdash. So the Moses says, Alom Aloy, why shouldn't you be matriachim? Kushehu. Kleima, v'chiloi, toivloch, latrichoi, atachinilei midas, fakert, we have an intent to be matriachim. Ditzdukihu, v'eino yirei shemayim, lekabal olof, teirech hamigdosh, he's not a yirei shemayim, tem kabal of teirech hamigdosh, lifresh minakuna gdeila, v'lo yekablena mitchila. That's very good. That Tzeduki Bedavke should not be a Kohen Gadol. Shrehein Mishanin es Avoidek Lekamon Beshmaiten. So forget, it's a very good deterrent to be Machbed on the Kohen Gadol and to be Matrichim. So there'll be many fallouts of Tzedokim. Inami Afila Odom Kosheru. Toiv Lono Latrichai. Kidei Loitazuach datei olov lehizgois bekeser kahunim. So memele, so we matriach him, so he's too busy to be mizgoer. das nev keiches to be misgot. Di loy taim ahochi, loy bine la truche, loy bichtei lishkiyoy sabadi adodi. Period. So, akaponim, so, we don't have a raya, we just know that, we just know there were two lishkes, so this is the maskonis a gemore. We had a whole omad gemore to be mevare where the two lishkes were. We had svore sahin, svore saher, where the two lishkes were. The Mishnah said further, v'omru loy ishi koyin godol, they were mashbiyahim. Like the Gemara, Leimetevet Yufte, the Ravuna Bereid Rav Yeshua. The Omar Ravuna Bereid Rav Yeshua. Hani Kahani Shluchi the Rachmoninu. Ravuna Bereid Yeshua said, the Kahanim are Shluchi the Rachmonin. The Amret Shluchi the Doninu. If you say Kahanim are Shluchi the Don, that the Shluchim of the Balakobim, Mi ike midi danale metzine le mevad ushluchi didon motzi obdi? How could it be such a musig that he should be our shliach? We ourselves are unable to do the avoide, and he's our shliach to do the avoide. If a shliach can't have more koiches than the mishalach, so if the mishalach can't do the avoide, so how could their shliach do the avoide? So Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua proved from this svore that Kahani is Shluchi the Rachmone. They're not Shluchim of the Bailim, of the Baalei Yaakov, they're Shluchi the Rachmone from the Rabbi Nishloel. Now, here in our Mishnah it says, when they were Mashbiyim, they told them, Ishi Koin Godel, Oni Shluchi Bezen, Va'ato Shluchainu Shliach Bezen. So here it seems he was informed that he's a Shluchainu Shluach Bezen. So you see, not like Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua, you see that it was Shluchi Didon. Hochi Kamrulei. So the Gemara says, Mashbim Ono Olecha Al Dateinu Al Das Bezen. The Gemara, the Mishnah does not mean that he's a Shliach Legabi the Yavoide. He's a shliach legabi the shvue. That means legabi the kabbalah shvue. You are swearing the way we understand the shvue, not the way you can fadrei the shvue. The shluchain is not going on the avoide. Let us see Rashi. Leime tehevi masnisen diktoni ato shluchaino tiyufte dravune. Ravune klada shaila hani kahani bahakroves kol benoisov. Shluchei derachmoneninu, v'loi shlucheinu, v'navkemina, what's the difference? Dim himudar hanom, mimenu mutaloi sheyakriv olov kol benoisov kedisnam benedor. Navkemina will be, if the Baal HaKolb cannot have hanom from the Kohen, if the Kohen can do the Avoida for him. So if he's Shluchi Derachmone, I'm not doing for you. If the Rabbi Shlomo Zalman daf makrib zayin, you're getting a ritzui, so that's called a grome, mistome. I'm echtuf ad Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. But if you say Shluchi Didon, so pshat is, I'm doing it for you. I'm your shliach. So if you're mudar hano, for me, so I can't do for you. So the nafkemina will be in the chakire. If it's Shluchi Dachmon and Shluchi Dedon, will be if the Kohen is Amud HaNoah from the Bailim, if he's permitted to be Makiv Kobonis for him. So, our Mishnah you see, Klor, it's Shluchi Dedon. So the Gemara says no. Hachi Kamriloi, Hai de Kamrilei, Ata Shluchaino Lav Ba Avoy de Kamrilei. Not is a Shluch for Avoy, a Linin Kabbalah Shvuah. Not the way you'll understand. In Bosa Laharim be Kabbalah Shvuah and Mashbi Yemoisa. No, lefi datenu be das bezden. That we being Mashbi Yehu le datenu. So Shluchenu means lefi datenu. Let us see Taisvis. Mi ike midi danan loy motzino le mevat. So Ravuna Bereid Rav Yeshua said, how could we say that he's Shluchei Didon if we ourselves can't do the Avoida? How could the Kohen do the Avoida? Taima, the Beperik ain bein amuda, mi boilon, hani kahani Shluchei Derachmoninu, Shluchei Didoninu, v'koma toshma tuve, the Gemara brings a whole bunch of rayas, all the besaif, la'ivshete, the Gemara, the blibes by a boy, V'amai loy poshit loy midarav hune bereid Rav Yeshua dohoch. Why wasn't the Gemara poshit? I says, Rav hune bereid Rav Yeshua klar de shayla. He was poshit de shayla. And there's a whole sugya in the dorm that klars de shayla. Ma machzach nish vissendik v'rav hune bereid Rav Yeshua. Yes, loy mal, so Taisa says here two terutz. Terutz number one, the loy boy la mifshit midivrei amayroi. Or the Gemara wants to be poshut from a Mishnah or a Baraisa. So Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua is not a Mishnah Baraisa, he's not Meire. The Gemara clears the Shaila. So that's one teretz. He says, according to this teretz, Be'emesin, the sugi in the dorim is clearing exactly what Rav Huna Bered Yeshua was clearing. But we did not want to bring Rav Huna Bered Yeshua, want to be mevare from Mishnayis. Rav Huna Bered Yeshua is an amore, he has his opinion. The linire, so now Taisva says, the la'olam pshitalei b'darav huna bereid Rabbi Yeshua de shluchi rachmoninim. The gemara in the dorem is after Rav huna bereid Rabbi Yeshua. Zichr shluchi rachmoninim. Di salke daiter shluchi di don davkenine v'loi shluchi rachmoninim klal mi kemidi. How could it be that we can't do the avoiding? He can do the avoiding. Eyes of Inora, Funabred of Yeshua, and that's a Svara Pshuta. So what's the Shaila of the Gemara Nedorim? For Hosam mi boile ishluchi didon ktsas. The Gemara in the Dorim is a shluchi de Rachmona. That's for sure. That's a Funabred of Yeshua. But is he also shluchi didon ktsas? Tahavelu shluchi de Rachmona u shluchi didon. Oy shluchi derachmone davke. Or is he only shluchi derachmone? V'holoi motzi lemifshit mid Rav Huna. That we cannot be poishit from Rav Huna. Da'afilu ishluchi didonami havi mikarvi. If he is also shluchi didon, they could be makrit. Avol gav da'analoi metzino lemevet. Even though we can't do the avoide, given da'av shluchi derachmone ninu. O milse drav hun der bereid rev Yeshua dom alav shluchi didon inu. Lai navke min amidi lin yemudar hano. De bein ishluchi didon davken inu. Bein ishluchi der rachmone namin inu. Osa be mudar hano. De kemahani lei. Ela nira de navke mine. Yom aba la kobum loi beinen de likre vei koyin shabo isay mishme al koyin achem. Avune bereid Rav Yeshua that said, shluchi derachmone, and not shluchi didon alone. He's speaking about a shaila, if a Baal HaKolbim can say, I don't want this going to be makrev. I am reinen shluchi didon davka, om aloi bina, vlei nakim, vlei koin shabaisa mishma Baal Koch. Then you can't use this koin Baal Koch if the Baal HaKolbim. Am reinen shluchi derachmone, ninu. Hey, now, with the mafreshinen, av shluchi drachmona nino, ikerm shluchi drachmona nino, the iker shluchi drachmona. Pulav kolki minei lakavo yodom shlei krivu kahane mishma. Now, let us explain what Taisvis is saying and try to explain the svaras of Taisvis. Taisvis says as follows. Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua was talking about one shaila. The Gemara in the Dorim is speaking about another Shaila. Let's work backwards. Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua is speaking about a Shaila. Are Kahanim Shluchei Derachmone or Shluchei Didon only? Shluchei Didon means only Shluchei Didon. Or are they also Shluchei Derachmone? Or he didn't go into that. Are they only Shluchei Didon or Shluchei Derachmone? What is the Nafke Mine in Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua Shaila? The Nafkamina will be if the Baal HaKolbim will come to the Mishma and he has a grudge against this coin, I don't want this coin to be my Kolbim. So if it's Shluchei Didon, so listen, I'm not making you for a Shliach, a guten Tag. So he can be, so that this coin can't do the Avodah for him. If it's Shluchei Derachmona, Rabbi, Thank you for your opinions, but it's not none of your business. It's Luchay Darachmane. Rabbi Shalom said that this Mishmar, this Beisov, is the Kahanim, a guten Tag. That is the Shaila between, well, Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Yeshua was speaking about, and Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Yeshua brought a raya that it's Zichish Luchay Darachmane, Mika Midi, that the Bailam can't do the Avoide, and the Kohen could do the Avoide. That was Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Yeshua. The Gemara in the Dorim is speaking about, Tak after Avon the Brede Bishu, Tak it Shluchi the Rachmone, is it Shluchi the Don also? Lamai Nafkemina, Nafkemina is, if he's a Mudar Hano. If the Bailam is a Mudar Hano from the Kohen. So if it's Shluchi the Don also, the Kohen can't do the Avoide. If it's only Shluchi the Rachmone, the Kohen could do the Avoide. This is what Taisvis says. Now, perhaps to be Mavaya, the Lomdus in Taisvis, I think the Lomdus in Taisvis is as follows. There are two inyonim in Hakrove Sakom. There's one inyon, the Maisa Hakrove, the Etza Maisa Hakrove, the Zrike, the Kabbalah, the Hilocha, the Zrike, the Avoides, the Maisa Hakrove. And then there's the Ritzui that the Baal Hakom gets from the Hakrove. That's the Poel Yoitze from the Hakrove. Now, the Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Yeshua is speaking about the Maisa HaKrove. When a Kohen does the Avodah, when he makes the Kabbalah, when he makes the Eloch, when he makes the Zrik, is he doing it b'shlichas Baal HaKom? I mean, this is his Kom. Who are you to do an Avodah on his Kom? He has to make you a Shlich. I don't know. The Rabbi Shul Olam made the Kahanim Shluchim to do Avodah on Kabbalah. That was the Shaila of Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Yeshua. So Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Rabbi Yeshua was poishet this Shaila with a beautiful svar. He says, how can you say that it's his korban, so he's making me a shlich to do the avodah? He can't do the avodah himself. So how could you say he's a bailam on the avodah and I'm doing the avodah b'shlichus soy? He can't do the avodah himself. So memele, me can me the iulei motzi over the shlich motzi mash, but there can't be such a thing. So the avodah sakorban, that the Rabbi Yehuda made the kahanim, Shluchim, and every korban, the Rabbi Yisrael told the Baal HaKorban, a guten Tag, this is a korban, and a korban, I made the kahanim shluchim to do the avodah. So, memele, the avodah HaKorban is nothing to do with the Baal HaKorban. But now there's a din ritzui of the korban, but the Baal HaKorban derives benefit from the avodah. Now the Gemara clears the shaila, is this ritzui, is this, since I'm doing it for you, does this work the lesser the shlichus? This al kaponim that the ritzi should help for you. So it's called that. So it's called I'm doing the avoide for you that you should be nisratz al yedei avoide. So this alone is a shlichus dikedin that you get the ritzui. This works already b'shlichus, and if it works b'shlichus, so it's called I'm a hani you. Or maybe it's completely shluchi derachmane. Completely shluchi derachmane means I'm doing for the Rebbe Yisrael, and to the avoid, you're going to get a ritzah, but it's not called I'm doing it for you, in order for you to get a ritzah. I'm doing it for the Rebbe Yisrael, and since your korban is niskarvet, your korban, so you're getting the ritzah, but not shad is, even though the zichad is a din l'shem bailim, and l'shem, the you need certain kavonis, but I'll call pony, but it's not called, it's not a shliches tikedin, it's not called, I'm doing for you. I'm doing the avoidis Hashem with these machshavis, and you're getting a ritzui, so that's not called I'm a hanayu. Now, so the way Taisvis says pshat, Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Rabbi Yeshua has no shaychis at all with the shayla of Mudar Hano. He didn't go into the Mudar Hano, the kishayla. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Rabbi Yeshua could be, it'll be also by Mudar Hano. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Yeshua is only going into a different shaila if the Bailam can say a day that this Kohen shouldn't do the avodah on his korban. Now, when Rashi brought down Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Rabbi Yeshua, v'nafke minodi mimudar ano mimenu mutaloi sheyakriv all of korban oisav, Rashi says Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Rabbi Yeshua is going into the mudar ano the kishaila. So we see from Rashi did not learn like this Teretz of Taisus. Rashi learned like the first Teretz of Taisus. The first Teretz of Taisus, Taka Taisus El, Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Yeshua is speaking about the Mudar Hano Kishayla, and the Gemara wasn't Paishit him because the Gemara wanted to be Paishit from The Gemara wanted to be patient from a Mishnah and a Braisa and not from a Meira. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Sagt die Gemara weiter, Hu peirish u beuche, vehein peirishin u beuche. Hu peirish u beuche, shechosh du tzedaiki, tewachayshet him. That's why he had to be mashbiyahim. It's a very insulting, degrading chshat. He said tzedaiki. Vehein peirishin u beuche, dama Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, kolachayshet bekshayrim, loike begufay. Let us see Rashi. Shechashdu b'tztoiki, l'saken ha'kteiris, v'loses oisa al machtas ha'eish b'heichol, l'chnisi ache kein l'beis kotshe ha'kadoshim. Shekein oimu matztoikim k'dil kamon, the tztoikim were misaken the kteiris in the heichol, and when they walked into the kodesh kadoshim, they walked in with a macht of kteiris already. So me'melen, they were choshetim. Achoshe b'ksherim loike b'gufay, d'chsiv hein le'yaminu li'chsiv hine yodoy mitzayras kasholik. Frekte gemore, v'chol kach lome, why do you need this whole shvur? It's amazing, it must be him. Shlo yishsaken, zokte gemore, v'chol kach lome, why was it necessary to be mashbiyim? Shlo yishsaken mi bachutz, v'yachnis kederech shatzadoikim oysen. Should not be misakim mi bachutz, like the tzedoikim do. Zut Rashi, v'chol kach loma shvu azois loma shlo yisakin akteures, v'loi chofnayim anitenes b'yem ekipurim ala machta k'dosivim lechofno v'nosos akteures ala eish, mi bachutz, b'heichol. B'heichol o yinoisnum oisnum tzedoikim ala eish, v'achar kach machnisen. Shahoyu shudorshim al yovoi ki im ba'onon. The bia into the kodesh kadoshim should be with an onon. They should come, there was an onon already. Ki ba'onon eroe, si bereshit kov al yovoi b'chaleis ala kodesh, mashme ki ba'anan ashan hakteres yovoi, boz eroe ala kapayos. That's how they darshan the posse. Tano rabono, maise b'tzidoiki echod, Shehiskin mi bachutz, behichnis bi yitziyosai. The behichnis. It was maize with a tzadoiki, there was a kain godel. Shehiskin mi bachutz, he was take mesake mi bachutz, behichnis. And he did it take, buchgefirt. Bitziyosai hoyos ameyach simcha gedoyla. When he went out, Baruch Hashem, at least once the avoida was done the way it should have been done. Poga boy of it, his father met him. Omar loy bni afal pi she tzedoikim onu, even though we're tzedoikim, we belong to that party. Onu misyorim onu mina perushim. But we're afraid of the perushim. That means the perushim, they're very dangerous people, these perushim. If they'll get wind to what you did, you know, they'll kill you. Later, we'll see later, there was a gemu, there was a tzedeki that, nasach al raglov, or a gemu kolom, b'yasr geim, they killed them. These perushim are, they're not, lemelech, you know, b'shit, we hold like this, but to do lemaisech, I mean, I don't know if it's worth mesiris nefesh. Oma aloi, zuk tizunzim tatem tate, kol yomei hayisim mitzara ala mikro zeki, be'onan ero ala kapoiris, amarti, that was my goal in life. Mosa Yovi Li Yodi Vai Kaimeno, Akshev Shabo Li Yodi Leya Kaimeno. I mean, this is a chance of a lifetime. You don't look at such petty things now, but that's what I happen. Siris Nefesh, Siris Nefesh, but you have to do it. Omru Lehoyo Yomi Mu'otim at Shemeis, Vuhuto Ba'ashbem, Voyu Teiloim Yoitzim Mechoitmoi. Vyesh Oimrim, Bitsiyosoi Nigaf, The Tony Rabchie kemin kel nishma ba'azore shebo malach v'choftoi alponov v'nichnesu ha'kahanam u'matzoi kekaf regal egel ben kseifov shenema v'ragleim regal yeshore v'kaf ragleim kekaf regal egel. Let us see two pshot and what happened. One pshat mechoitmoi
that Teloim went out from his Chaitim. Shehu Rishain, now what was at the Chaitim Gesindig? Shehu Rishain le'evorim likones. This is from the first Evorim that entered the Kodesh Kadosh. So Rashi, it would seem Rashi held that is an Iser, Val Yovi Becholes, they darshan, that you have to come into the Kodesh Kadoshim with Anan HaKtayrus. That's a deal. We hold Punkfakel. We hold you have to come in without Anan HaKtayrus. The Anan HaKtayrus has to be in the Kodesh Kadoshim. So he made a Knisa Be'Iser. So the first Aver that went in, Mechaitmoy, Shuhurishin La'ivorim Likonis Labayis, this was the first Eivet that went in. Lefi shuhu boilet lefonov. The nose protrudes. Kida omar nami b'mesecha shvuz. Hanichnas lebeis amnuge derech achoyrev. A person entered a beis amnuge walking backwards. Vafilo nichnas kulay chutz mechoit moi toyer. If the whole body entered besides the nose, so he's toyer. So watch that the whole body entered besides the nose, because the nose protrudes. So Mamela, so there speaking about when he's walking in backwards, it's possible that the nose should not enter the beis hamenuge. Alma bo ner derech achayrav nichnas choit mai achayim. So when you walk in backwards, the last eiver that comes in is the chaitim. So Rashi says, so who adin walking frontwards, the first eiver that comes in is the chaitim. Now let us see the Tosfos Yeshanim. Voyu teiloim yoitzim mechaitmoi, mide keneged mide, sheheiriach sheloi letzeirach. So the Tosfos Yeshanim says, and the Ritva says, it was a different cheshbon, because he was meiriach from the k'teiris in the heichel already. He had no right to be, he had no right to make the k'teiris. So the daveira was not the knise, the tchilas knise. Rashi says in Psagan Sacheshben, the tchilas knise was with the chaitem. No, the, on the knise, he was meiriach sheloi letzeirach. He made an anana k'teiris in the heichel, which was veisav. So it's here shlerzeich. A bekuntres perish shachoyt may nichnas koydem lefnai velefnim. So tachtoises mi yu yodov shenotlu akaf amachta nichnasu koydem. Like tachtoises, his hands went in first. He was holding the machta with the k'teiris. So his hands went in first. That tachtoises kasha on Rashi. So the Sikh Yitzchak wants to emphasize, he says, but could be the whole hand didn't go in. The whole nose went in. So Memele in the Ivorim that went in first, so the whole hand didn't go in. The mitzvah of the hand went in, but the whole nose went in before the whole hand went in. That's what he wants to say. The Ben Yehuda brings down the Ha'orah from the Gemara Nozir that the feet really go in first. And then he says, we have to understand if there was anan haktoires, that there was smoke. He had a burning machte, and with ktoires, and smoke was coming out. He says, mestame, he tilted his head back. So mestame, I mean, he didn't want it to go into his face. It was choking mestame. So mestame, the feet went in first. The feet, the hands went in first. So ha'oran rashi. Now, let's go to the second pshat, and then we'll come back a little bit to the first pshat. So, the Teloim Yoitzim Echaitmai. V'yesh Aimrim, others say, B'yitziyosoi Nigaf. That when he left the Kodesh Kadoshim, he was pushed out. Titoni Rabchie Kimin Koil Nishma Ba'azore. In the Azore, you heard a thud. Shebo malach, v'choftay alponov, a malach came and pushed him down. Pushed him down from the back. V'nichnesu ochiv ha-kahanim, umotsoi kekaf regal eagle, like the foot of a regal of an eagle, being safe of by his shoulders. That means his shoulders, that when they made the haktore, shaloi bim koimoi,
So in that mokim, a malach gave him a push from the back. And shenemav ragleim regel yesho, v'kaf ragleim kikaf regel ego. The Ben Yoda says, Thomas, a very interesting thing that we have here, some achleikis. What happened with this Kohen Gadol? This Kohen Gadol, he fell down, they gave him a zetz. It was, you could tell that there was a kaf regel imprinted on his shoulders. And the first teretz was they found him in the garbage with talum coming out of his nose. So Ben Yoda wants to say it could be both amis. That means that first he left the Kodesh Kadoshim with a bang. That's what the Malach accomplished. Gave him a zetz from the back. He fell on his face. He says, but also he said could be he got, but he wasn't dead. The zetz just was to put him in place. But he wasn't dead, but he got sick. And it could be he got sick with a contagious machel. So they didn't want to keep him around because they'll all get sick. So they sent him to the Ashpa. The Ashpa was the place outside of the city where only Mitzrayim could be. So Lamai said they didn't want him around because he had a contagious machel. So Lamai says, so they found him in the Ashpa dead. They found him, he finally died there. He had a contagious machel. He had a contagious machel. And eventually he died. When they saw him dead, there was Teloim coming out from his nose. Now, let us see the second Tosfos Yeshonim, which is very interesting. Kimin regel egel. B'Yerushalmi porich, b'oksiv v'chol odom lo yiyya b'oil moyed, avafilu oison shekosu behem udmus pneyem pnei odom. That in the Bishas, the Kohen Gadol did avoid the Yom Kippurim, even a Malach wasn't allowed to be there. Afilu v'chol odom, that's the Yerushalmi. Afilu oish shikosvim mus pneyem pnei odom. So how can a Malach go and give him a zetz? Umetaret shezeh akteiris loinas, he wants to make a grais, the Magi and the Ritva kimitzvosoi. So Mamela, if it wasn't made kimitzvosoi, he didn't have this maimed of kedusha that a malach was not permitted to enter. So memele, so then a malach was able to come. Dachsachmir, I can't find it now, but Dachsachmir, I once saw the Meshe Chochme by the Maisa Keide. It says Vayikra Elov Malach Hashem in Hashemayim. The Nachamol Vayikra Malach Hashem Avom Sheinis min Hashemayim. So Dachsachmir, the Meshech Chochme says, but why do you say Vayikra Malach Hashem min Hashemayim? What's the Chiddush min Hashemayim? So he says the Maisa Keide wasn't smaller than the Avoid of the Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim. Just like by the void of the Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim, a Malach couldn't be there. So by the Akedah also a Malach couldn't be there. So that's where the Pasuk is Mefaret, Vayikra Eilov Malach Hashem min Hashemayim. He wasn't down there. He was min Hashemayim. He couldn't come down there because the Kedusha was so great. Now, let us just finish this Tosfos Yeshonim. Ulekamon Gabi Maise de Shimon HaTzadik Perek Torah Bekalfi. There it says, "Shayenichnas imay zokin lifnai v'lifnim." Porich b'Yerushalmi ki agavne. Shimon HaTzadik said that a zokin used to go into him lifnai v'lifnim. No, who goes in lifnai v'lifnim? But a malach couldn't go in. Umetaretz kvoid hakodesh baruch hu hoya. That was the covet of the Shechina. That wasn't a malach. That was nira like kezokin ador tosu shen given. That was kvoid hakodesh baruch hu hoya. This was in the Kodesh Kadoshim.